This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Flixitide Accuhaler and Flixitide Junior Accuhaler. Active ingredient, fluticasone propionate. This leaflet provides important information about using Flixitide Accuhaler. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Flixitide Accuhaler. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Flixitide Accuhaler? Flixitide Accuhaler contains the active ingredient fluticasone propionate. Fluticasone propionate belongs to a group of medicines known as corticosteroids, frequently called steroids. They are not anabolic steroids, which are the steroids sometimes misused by athletes. Flixitide Accuhaler provides a measured amount of steroid for you to breathe into your lungs. Flixitide Accuhaler reduces the swelling and irritation in the walls of the small air passages in your lungs, if used regularly every day. Flixitide Accuhaler contains the type of asthma medicine known as a Preventer. It does not give immediate relief from an asthma attack, and may take up to a week to start to work. If your shortness of breath or wheeze does not get better after 7 days, tell your doctor. When used every day, your Flixitide Accuhaler helps to ease breathing problems and prevent asthma attacks. This medicine is only one part of a general plan to help you manage your asthma. You should discuss this plan with your doctor. You may also be using a reliever puffer. Keep using it according to your doctor's advice. Ask your doctor to check your treatment regularly. Flixitide Accuhaler should not be used to relieve a sudden attack of breathlessness or wheezing. If you get this sort of attack, you will need a different kind of medicine, called a reliever, which your doctor will have told you to take. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Flixitide Accuhaler has been prescribed for you. This medicine is not addictive. What should I know before I use Flixitide Accuhaler? Warnings. Do not use Flixitide Accuhaler if you are allergic, hypersensitive to fluticasone propionate, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. You are allergic, hypersensitive to lactose, or milk protein. The expiry date, EXP printed on the pack has passed, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you are allergic to foods, dyes, preservatives, or any other medicines. Are not sure whether you should be using Flixitide Accuhaler. Have any other medical conditions? Have ever had to stop taking other asthma medicines? Have tuberculosis, TB of the lung, or other long-term lung infection? During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is important that your asthma is managed well during your pregnancy, and you should not stop your medicine without asking your doctor. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of using Flixitide Accuhaler if you are pregnant or breastfeeding. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Flixitide Accuhaler and affect how it works. These medicines include ketoconazole, to treat fungal infections; ritonavir, to treat HIV infection; other steroid medicines by mouth or inhalation. If you are already taking steroid tablets, you should carry a warning card about needing extra oral steroids during periods of stress, e.g. worsening asthma attacks, chest infections, surgery, trauma, and other major illnesses occurring at the same time. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Flixitide Accuhaler. How do I use Flixitide Accuhaler? How to use Flixitide Accuhaler? Always use Flixitide Accuhaler exactly as your doctor has told you to. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure. The medicine in Flixitide Accuhaler is taken by inhalation only. Rinse your mouth out with water without swallowing, after you have used Flixitide Acuhaler if possible. This will make it less likely that you will develop a sore mouth or throat as side effects. Your doctor may prescribe treatment if you experience oral thrush while you continue to use your Flixitide Acuhaler. You will find the instructions on how to use your Flixitide Acuhaler in the pack. Follow the instructions carefully. How much to use? The pharmacist's label will usually tell you how many inhalations and how often to use Flixitide Acuhaler. If you are not sure, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Adults. The usual dose is in the range of 100 to 1000 micrograms twice daily. Children. The usual dose is in the range of 50 to 100 micrograms twice daily. Your doctor will decide what dose you should take, how often you should take it, and what strength of Flixitide Acuhaler you should use. You should visit your doctor or pharmacist regularly to check that you are using your Flixitide Acuhaler in the right way. If you are not breathing the medicine incorrectly, the medicine may not be helping you as much as it could. When to use Flixitide Acuhaler? Use Flixitide Acuhaler every day. Do not stop using it, even if you feel better, unless your doctor tells you. If you forget to use Flixitide Acuhaler, if you forget to take a dose, do not worry. Just take the next dose when it is due. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you become wheezy or feel tight in the chest before the next dose is due, use a reliever puffer in the usual way. You should get relief from the reliever puffer within a few minutes. If you use too much Flixitide Acuhaler, overdose. If you think that you have used too much Flixitide Acuhaler, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 in Australia, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Flixitide Acuhaler? Things you should do. Remind any doctor or pharmacist you visit that you are using Flixitide Acuhaler. It is important that all doctors treating you are aware that you are on inhaled steroids. If your body is stressed by, for example, severe infection, surgical operation, an accident, etc., you may need steroid tablets or injections for a time. If you are about to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant or are trying to become pregnant. Experience a change in your vision. Have not taken your medicine exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may think that your medicine was not effective and change your treatment unnecessarily. Notice your chest condition gets worse. Your doctor may tell you to take extra puffs of your Flixitide Acuhaler or add another medicine, such as a reliever puffer, to your treatment. Notice your breathing suddenly becomes more difficult just after you have used your Flixitide Acuhaler. You will need to use a reliever puffer. Notice your reliever puffer does not help your breathing as much as usual. Notice the effect of your reliever puffer does not last as long as usual. Need more puffs of your reliever puffer than usual to get relief. Things you should not do. Do not stop using Flixitide Acuhaler or change the dose without first checking with your doctor. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem similar to yours. Do not use Flixitide Acuhaler to treat any other complaints unless your doctor says to. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Flixitide Acuhaler affects you. Flixitide Acuhaler generally does not cause any problems with your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. Looking after your medicine. Store Flixitide Acuhaler in the foil over app until you are ready to use it for the first time. Once opened, the foil over app should be discarded. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight where the temperature stays below 30 C. Do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects, even if you do not think they are connected with the medicine, or are not listed in this leaflet. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Nervous system disorders. Disturbed sleep. Increased irritability, mainly in children. Anxiety. Respiratory, thoracic and mediastinal disorders. Hoarseness, or throat irritation. Soreness in esophagus. Less serious side effects that require medical intervention. Please consult your doctor if you experience any of the following. Sore throat, or tongue. This may be due to oral thrush, candida infection, rounded face, loss of bone density, slowing of growth in children. It is unclear what, if any, difference this makes to their final height. Increase in blood sugar, hyperglycemia. If you have diabetes, more frequent blood sugar monitoring, and possibly adjustment of your usual diabetes treatment may be required. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Contact your doctor if you experience any of these less serious side effects. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Immune system disorders and allergic reactions. If you have any of the following symptoms, after using Flixetide Acuhala, stop using this medicine and tell your doctor immediately. Symptoms of an allergic reaction usually include some or all of the following. Wheezing. Difficulty breathing. Swelling of the lips or mouth, tongue, or throat. Hay fever. Lumpy rash, hives. Fainting. Eye problems. Cataracts. Glaucoma. Hormonal system. Effects on the adrenal glands. Taking high doses of steroids for a long time could affect the adrenal glands, which make the body's own steroid. Your doctor may do tests to check how the adrenal glands are working. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Flixetide Acuhala contains. Active ingredient. Fluticasone propionate. Other ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Potential allergens. Milk protein. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Flixetide Acuhala looks like. Flixetide Acuhala is a plastic device which contains a foil strip inside. The foil strip has pockets, called blisters, which contain your medicine. The Flixetide Acuhala is packaged within a foil overwrap. The plastic device is labeled Flixetide Acuhala. Each device contains 60 blisters. Flixetide Acuhala has a dose counter which tells you how many doses are left. To let you know, when you have reached the last 5 doses, the numbers appear in red. Flixetide Acuhala is available in 3 strengths. Flixetide Junior Acuhala 100 micrograms of fluticasone propionate in a blister, OSTAR 5-8-4-3-9. Flixetide Acuhala 250 micrograms of fluticasone propionate in a blister, OSTAR 5-8-4-3-8. Flixetide Acuhala 500 micrograms of fluticasone propionate in a blister, OSTAR 5-8-4-3-7. Who distributes Flixetide Acuhala? GlaxoSmithKline Australia Pty Ltd. Level 4, 436 Johnston Street, Abbotsford, Victoria 3067. Phone 1-800-033-109. www.gsk.com.au. Trademarks are owned by or licensed to the GSK Group of Companies. 2025 GSK Group of Companies, or its licensor. This leaflet was prepared on the 18th of July 2025, version 7.0.